You're listening to the audio production of Organic Prayer, Discover the Presence and Power of God in the Everyday by Sherry Harney with Kevin G. Harney. Published by Zondervan and read by Sherry Harney. In the pages of this book, you will meet many of my prayer mentors and heroes. Some are biblical characters like Hannah and the Apostle Paul. Others are great prayer warriors from the history of the church, like Brother Lawrence, Andrew Murray, and R.A. Torrey. Some of these people are friends and church members who have invested in my prayer life and modeled a passion for communicating with the living God. Among these great giants of prayer, two stand out in my life because they have spent time on their knees praying for me from the time I was in my mother's womb. Sherwin and Joan Vleem are my parents by birth and also my spiritual parents. Their authentic faith has shaped me. Their trust in the Word of God has inspired me. Their humility has formed me, and their prayers have covered me. I can confidently say that my father and mother have prayed for me faithfully all the days of my life. My father has the gift of intercession. I have told my dad about needs of people he has never met and discovered decades later that he still prays for them daily. My mother has a pure faith in Jesus that trusts and believes without wavering. The two of them together have fortified me in prayer and taught me what a life guided by faith-filled prayer looks like. I dedicate this book to Sherwin and Joan Vleem. So much of who I am, what I know, the way I love, and how I live for Jesus came from watching the two of them follow Jesus. Introduction. It was a snowy and blustery winter day in Michigan, and I was out walking with my dad. Whenever I visit my parents, I do my best to enter into the routine and rhythm of their life. And my dad has a regular routine of walking 4 to 5 miles each morning, rain or shine, sleet or snow, right after his morning time in the Word of God and prayer. As we neared the end of our walk on that particular winter day, and knowing I would soon be heading back to my home in California, I asked him if we could pray as we walked. My father gladly agreed. I immediately started praying, but was surprised and a little shocked at what happened next. My dad bumped me, knocking me into the snowbank on the edge of the road. I instinctively knew what must be happening. I was sure my dad had knocked me out of the way to save me from a car sliding out of control on the icy roads. But when I looked back, to my surprise and confusion, there were no cars on the road. I hit the snowbank with a gentle thud, looked up at my dad and asked what happened. With a little chuckle, he said, "I am so sorry. When you said, 'Let's pray,' I went into automatic prayer mode and closed my eyes." With his eyes closed, my dad had lost his balance and accidentally knocked me into the snowbank. We both laughed as he helped me up. As we finished our walk, we had a rich conversation about the necessity, in many situations and circumstances, of keeping our eyes wide open and the dangers of closing them. The next morning, I received this email from him. "Dear Sherry, I thought about you this morning while I was walking. I prayed with my eyes open. I even prayed out loud. I learned from you that if I pray with my eyes open, my time with God is limitless." Many of us have habits of prayer. We've been trained and taught to close our eyes, bow our head, and fold our hands. But there is nothing inherently biblical about this posture. And while these habits can be helpful to focus our attention at times, they can also limit our understanding and practice of prayer. The goal of this book is to help you discover the wonder, beauty, and joy of praying, not just at a specific time, with a particular posture, but throughout the flow of daily life as an organic and natural expression of your walk with Jesus. My passion is to see ordinary followers of Jesus.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?